I'm good, fam.
Welcome to episode 277 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me tell you what it's like, all right? This is your first episode. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like being a fan of Moby. You remember that guy? You know, he was famous in the early 2000s for his electronic sounds.
His electronic, yes.
Anyways, at first, it's amazing, you know, and you meet others that love Moby, and you go to the concert. You know, and you're like, you're just digging the shit out of it. You're like, fuck yeah, Moby. And then Eminem comes along and destroys Moby's career. And it's like no longer cool to like him.
No, Moby got stomped by Obi.
You play his music in secret. You keep that Moby shirt in your closet. And then one day it's like 2018 and you see it. You're like, yes, Moby is finally cool to listen to again. Never mind. That's a false alarm. He's not. Just like us. Also, if you weren't born in the 90s, this joke falls flat on you because you don't know who Moby is.
This joke falls flat on you.
But anyways, I'm Jeremy. With me are two men who had Moby posters on their walls.
Doug, and I just like to say that right about now, the Funk Soul Brother.
Soul Brother. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother. Well, there goes my night. That's all I'm going to hear in my head. I'm Kevin. And no, I didn't have a Moby poster. I did have a Paula Abdul poster, though. Like fucking full on horizontal. Like she's just laying across like, hey, I'm Paula Abdul.
Was it above your bed?
No, it was to the side, though. I could say good morning and good night to her. I was a young boy.
Did you have any posters on your wall? Like, a strong. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What did you do?
What has happened?
Yeah, you just.
I had like this weird thing coming up. I thought it was a burp, but I felt like I was going to throw up. But at the same time, I was like, better mute this. Nope, too late to mute this. I'm in the middle of talking. So.
There you go, folks.
So I pretty much had had a little bit of an error there. I was gonna ask, did you guys have like Arnold Schwarzenegger or anybody on your walls to be like, one day I'm gonna be fit, or are you just content with being chubby?
Well, I wasn't chubby until like in my mid-20s, so I wasn't a problem for me.
Okay.
Which is
pretty true for you too, Jerry. You were pretty fucking thin up until you settled down, which is exactly what happened to me. I got married.
Yeah. I was very fit. I played a lot of sports and I walked everywhere.
Yeah. Kev, what's your excuse?
You guys claim the chubby life. I was born into the chubby life. I was raised into the chubby life. Oh. I was always a husky kid. That's what my mom would say. Husky.
My mom would use the word big bone. Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's exactly what my mom used to say. Jeremy, you're not fat. You're just big boned. I was like,
just big boned.
Oh, okay. All right.
You were, because you're like 6'5" giant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
And here I am 5'1".
When I stand next to Kevin, it just, I can use him as an armrest.
Arm, huh?
You're gonna say dick rest? What are you about to say?
I was like, I'm not gonna be mean to Kev already. It's too early in the show.
Too early.
I just use his head to rest my nuts on.
Makes it look like one of those weird, like Scottish golfing caps. Oh, we lost Jer.
It's got the little tassels.
Oh God, I don't even know what. I know exactly what you mean by the tassels,
because they're braided.
Oh.
Anyways, if you like what you're hearing so far, and this is your first time, or maybe it's your third or fourth, and you haven't decided, man, I haven't subscribed yet. I haven't followed. I haven't done what I should be doing. Well, you could do it, and you should do it today. Over on Audioboom, They're our sponsor. They provide all of our airwaves. You know, for a sponsor, we only give them a 3-second drop, but that's all you get, Audio Boom, and you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. But if you don't have Audio Boom, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else you can find a podcast. And if you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, every Monday night we record live on Twitch. You could jump in the chat, meet some new people, have some fun, interact with us. We do have some people who subscribe to us over there on Twitch and also gave some what are they called?
Bits.
Little bits. So, Kev, do your job, man.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for my chance. Von Jondi.
All right, so if you want to connect with the show. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
So we got Von Jondi subscribed with Prime. Thank you, Von Jondi. And used 300 bits on us and said, hey, guys, this is my first time watching live. Thank you for all the entertainment. I have finally caught up with Saga. Beards are glorious.
We're sorry that we're so ugly. Yes. Faces for radio.
Yeah, but thank you so much.
I'm pretty handsome.
Yeah. Doug is pretty handsome. And then Gonoff donated $5. No message. He was just like, here's $5. Making it rain at me. Then Hymus resubscribed for a whopping 12 months and 12 months equaling 1 year. Thank you, Hymus. That's awesome. And then Kenny420 resubscribed Prime 9 months. Holy crap. Still subbed for great content.
Yay.
Then Ironborn just resubscribed for 8 months. Everyone's in the long, the long run. Yeah. Y'all are awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. If you can't make it to a Twitch show, you're more than welcome to hop on over and connect with us on Discord. You know, we talk about it from time to time, once a week. And it's a wonderful community. We've got a lot of people in there. They're all talking about some cool different stuff. We got some gaming going on, some movies, some relationships being born. Carl's almost married. You know, shit like that. So you can come over and hang out with us and say hi, okay? Also, we just want to let you know we're still playing games with the community every week. You can go check out the events page on the website. And, of course, on the website, you'll find our other shows as well. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about Patreon, and we have something very exciting to talk about today for Patreon subscribers, which is going to be a lot of fun. So what is Patreon? It's somewhere where you can go. You can essentially subscribe to us for extreme extra content. We give you a pre-show, a post-show. We give you some other stuff included in there, pictures, videos, whenever we can. But we would like to announce today we are launching a brand new show that is going to be a Patreon exclusive. It is called, it's a working title, but it's Cooking with Geeks. And it is a cooking show featuring us, the 8-Bit Geek Network.
Yeah.
And so Kevin recorded an episode today and we released it before the show started today.
Yes.
And so you can go check that out to see what it's going to be like. I don't have a date when we're going to actually start doing this thing, but I do know that we're going to do it in seasons. We're going to, you know, season 1, 2, 3, 4. And we're probably going to average around, I'd say about 20 episodes a season, give or take 15 or 19. And so we'll see how that goes. We should have a lot of fun with it. You should expect content from Doug, Kevin, and myself. And maybe some guest spots. We don't know. We'll see. But
yeah,
it's kind of a parody, kind of fun, a fun way to look at cooking, you know, how you think 8-Bit Geek would cook, which is just ridiculousness.
Which is go get drive through.
Essentially.
I don't know, man. I actually cook. So mine's going to be
here we go. Rub it in our faces.
Informative on how to actually do stuff.
Mine will be equally as informative while adding a little bit of comedy. And Kev's.
Mine's just, if you know how to use a microwave, you're going to be able to cook with me.
There you go. Also, if you have any titles for the show that you'd like to suggest, do so. You could do it here on Twitch. You could do it on our Discord, or you can hit us up on the website or social media. Let us know if you have a cool name that we could name a cooking show, but it is going to be exclusive to Patreon. It is on the $5 tier, okay? And what that means is you have to subscribe for $5 a month. $5 a month is nothing, people. That's like going and getting a pack of bubble gum and a soda at the corner store. Okay. Once a month, that's skipping Taco Bell. We're saving your life right now. Okay. Cause you're just like, you know what? Either Taco Bell today or the 8-Bit Geek. I think I'll go 8-Bit Geek because I'm not going to die of a massive heart attack. Okay. So save yourself a heart attack. Subscribe to the 8-Bit Geek.
Wow.
It's that simple.
There should be an asterisk. We are not responsible for health issues.
No, we're not, but I am certified in safety. Like I have a card. I have a card that I could do CPR. I know how to do mouth to mouths. Plural. I could do two at once.
Oh, well, that's all I needed to know. Mm-hmm. I'm on board. How about you, Doug? You said you could do two at once.
I could give you both mouth to mouth at the same time and save both your fucking lives.
Doug?
I don't believe it.
Doug is preoccupied with his phone.
Well, he's a little closer than I am, so you're going to have to test it on him.
All right. I'll tell you. It's going to be...
My wife is texting me because apparently she's having Netflix issues.
Uh-oh. If I gave Doug mouth to mouth, I wouldn't even be able to find his mouth. It'd be a sea of fucking hair. It'd just be like, I can't save him. He's dead.
He's dead. Oh.
I wasn't even dead to begin with. Get off me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're awake.
Like, that's not me. That's Pilot.
Oh, no. Same amount of hair.
Yeah, really. You should get Pilot just a hat like yours.
God, that'd be so good for family photos.
Mm-hmm.
And by family photos, just you and Pilot.
I have a photo of him somewhere with him with a beanie on. He looks like a fucking hipster. It's really funny.
I want to see it.
I'll post it in the Discord.
Okay. So that's the Patreon pitch, guys. If you want to give, you can. The money goes all back into the show, and we do really appreciate it. We love you guys, and we just want to support you guys with new content. You know, we're not trying to shit on anybody who does the free content, but these people pay and we just want to give them more, and we want to give you more, because we always feel, God, I don't know why I, at least I do. I always feel bad that we're not putting out enough content for people who give money.
Yeah.
Cause it's, you know, you work all week for that shit, and we appreciate that you put your money behind us and show and support. So it's the least that we can do. So thank you guys again. But now, let's get into misconnections, all right? Let's have some fun. Let's do this show, and let's do it right. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Not much.
All right, cool.
Okay, cool, yeah. Man. We had a little busy weekend.
I just got back from Comic-Con.
Oh, what'd you think, man?
Oh, I had a great time. Did you guys see those sick trailers for all those cool shows and movies that are coming out?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I saw a few of them.
I can't wait.
What was your favorite, Sean?
Shazam looked like a lot of fun.
What?
Shazam.
Okay.
Godzilla was also pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That was emotional for me.
Yeah, it was crazy. And Aquaman. Man, the WB panel really fucking killed it this year, because like the new trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, The Crimes of Grindelwald looked pretty fucking sick, too.
It's a long title, Sean.
That's a very long title. I didn't name it. I don't work for WB. But that one looked really cool, too. And like, you know, everyone hates Johnny Depp, so it's perfect that he's a piece of shit criminal in this movie.
Yeah, maybe it'll play to the...
Also, I don't know if you all know this, but there's a part where Dumbledore is looking in the mirror of Erised and he sees Grindelwald in the reflection, which I don't know if you guys remember from the first movie when Harry Potter looks in the mirror of Erised. Dumbledore tells him that it shows you your deepest, darkest desire, and it showed him Grindelwald. Dumbledore's gay, guys. I don't know if y'all know this, but like, he's gay for Grindelwald.
I didn't know that.
That's actually true. It's actually, that's canon. But I just thought it was really interesting that in his trailer, he's looking and he's seen his reflection in the fucking mirror.
Today, I learned that Sean Pennis is a huge Harry Potter nerd.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Gryffindor for life, am I right? Where are my Gryffindors at?
Sean, what's your fucking misconnection?
This one's a fucking doozy. It's very long. All right. You slept naked in my bed.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, you were in the wrong apartment.
I do that all the time.
Hey there, Emily. We met last Friday morning. Well, maybe met isn't the right word. I believe the first thing you said to me was, "Who the fuck are you?" That's a funny thing to say to a guy after wandering into his apartment, passing out in his bed, and accosting him wearing nothing but a bed sheet, your own, might I add, the next morning. Before I get too far, know that I am not mad. Actually, I think you were pretty funny. And, apparently, cute. I was, however, hungover as hell, lying horizontally on the living room couch. Why on the couch? Well, that's where I chose to sleep. I know, weird concept. After crawling into what I mistakenly thought was my empty bed at 4 a.m. Laying down in my bed meant risking waking you up, which would have ended in one of two ways. One, the worst horror movie ever. Or two, possibly the greatest porno ever. I didn't like my odds. Couch it was. Truth is, I already have a situation. A good situation. Even though my situation lives in another state. You don't know her. She went to another high school. You've never met her.
Whoa. Whoa.
It's offensive.
Damn.
It's so good. In fact, my situation laughed her ass off this morning when I told her that one story about a random naked girl waking up in my bed. I believe you happened to mention your own situation too. Only your situation, based solely on last night and the tacky pattern on his, I assume, bed sheets, doesn't sound like a great situation.
A lot of situations.
Yeah. Like the situation?
Yeah. Like, yeah, the situation from Jersey Shore. That said, That said, it won't work with us. Sorry. It's not you. It's me and my overuse of parentheses. But I have a roommate, and I think he'd be a better situation for you. He has some nice seats and locks his door from the inside, ooh, looking out for your safety. He also had a better look at you this morning and seemed to like what he saw despite you tiptoeing down the hall while simultaneously skyrocketing to the top of the Walk of Shame power rankings.
Damn.
So, yeah, let me know. I can arrange something. Or you can just stop by and ask for Mark. I guess you already know where to find him. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Wow. Hey, someone mentioned my name?
Yeah, we always do.
Hey, what's going on, Kev?
Hi, Mark. Hey. I'm trying to be happier these days.
That's good.
Hi, Mark. Motherfucker.
Hey. Motherfucker.
Hi.
What?
What?
Sorry? Hey, Sean, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
No, not much. I read about that one chick that will show up in our apartment.
Yeah,
Emily or whatever.
Weird, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you guys had an apartment together.
I wrote a song about her.
All right.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. This one. Oh God, I'm so insecure about this. This one goes out to. Goes out to his tiny lighthouse, who said that. She would donate if I sang this song.
She's not even here.
I know. And that's what makes me angry. Okay. This one's called Leggy Blonde from Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Leggy Blonde. Every day I look across the office floor where you were. Your hair down to your legs, and your legs down to the floor, like you blonde. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Now that you're gone, I'll never hear for tech repair. Wish you knew how much I loved your legs and hair. Leggy blonde. Goodbye. Goodbye. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Blondie, blondie, blondie. Blondie, blondie, blondie.
Blondie, blondie, blondie.
Blondie, blondie, blondie. Blondie, leggy, blondie. Goodbye, goodbye.
Hell yeah.
Record skipping.
I had a buggy, but it died. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I like pie. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Leggy, leggy, leggy. Whoa, whoa. Blondie, blondie, blondie. Blondie, blondie, blondie. Blondie, blondie, blondie. Blondie, blondie, leggy, blondie.
Is it still going?
I'll never get to be with you. I'll never share a cup of tea with you. Never get to let you know how much I think of you. I'll never tear your clothes off the photocopier.
Oh my God, 2018.
Dude. Hey, he'll never get to say hoop. Leggy blonde, you got it going on. I want to see you wearing the thong, thong, thong.
Oh my God.
See you getting down to the break of dawn. Doesn't really count with your panties on. Goodbye.
Oh, but I, what?
It's just a good song. It's my ringtone for him now.
Oh, it's Fly to the Conchords. I'm like frantically trying to look this up. Like, what the fuck is this?
Is it Fly to the Conchords?
Yeah, it says it's Fly to the Conchords.
Oh my gosh, that was terrible.
Wow.
That was Mark. Oh, bye.
Well, maybe someone should look up the real song real quick.
I mean, you could have taken the front door after that performance there, Marky, wherever you're at.
Spicy Monkey said, oh my God, it's great uploading it to SoundCloud. Please don't.
I'm playing it right now on the stream. The actual real song.
Oh, is it a Flight of the Conchords?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. Is it even close? Did I even get close?
God, no. Hold on.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh shit. What do you got, Kev?
Oh man. Sorry, I was trying to listen to the stream. I kind of wanted to hear this jam. Well, I mean, I'm back in the UK.
Hey, welcome.
Going to visit Kashmir, you know, seeing what's up. And I thought I'd visit the Donington Castle.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran into Jake in the Avenged Sevenfold crowd at Download Fest. I go every year. And, you know, it says A7X, but I'm a hardcore fuck, and I know that means Avenged Sevenfold.
Hardcore fuck.
You didn't know this ginger was into some metal.
All right.
Faux metal, really, but here nor there. Now, there you were. Brown hair and blue eyes. White stretches that stretched your lobes for days. I can see myself through them. You said you couldn't go in the mosh pit. I thought to myself, what a pussy. Nope. Oh, I know where you can go inside. Whoa. Wait. Let me see. What did I think to myself again? Let me read this. I thought to myself, I know where you could go inside. God damn, what is this?
You know.
Now we caught eyes watching Guns N' Roses the next day. As I stood alone in the middle of the field, all I could imagine was how I wanted you to hump me. Oh no. Jake? No, not Jake. We joked about knowing their way. And as you made their way into my heart and soul, Jake, son of a bitch. If you are the person I am describing, please get in touch with me ASAP. Oh, my body aches for your touch. I gotta stop drinking. Tell me why you couldn't go in the pits to prove who you are. Lots of love. Cat. Kisses, kisses, kisses.
Are you sure he wrote that? It's on Cat. It makes me think maybe that was Kashmir that meant to write that.
You know what? win in the UK, it's pay for gay. No, wait, gay for pay. Never mind. I don't know. I'm still learning the language here.
God. You made me fucking lose
I'm
it.
Just proud of you for finding someone.
Out the window.
You too.
Wow, that was a random exit. By the way, people are donating. Spicy Monkey donated $2. The first one said, y'all need, you'll need mouth-to-mouth, Jer, after I go to that CSGO match we had. Okay. Talking smack.
He won't live it down.
And then Spicy Monkey was the one who sent in that misconnection. He said, this is my misconnection. Thank you for reading it.
Hey, I think you still owe me like $40 for that match, by the way.
And then Godoff donated $3 and said, goodbye, leggy blondes.
Leggy blondes. Leggy blonde.
Oh man, we're at $160. So close. It's just so close.
Oh, to the 16. I won't say it to jinx it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So people went to go see movies this weekend. And I wasn't one of them. But I do want to see this movie. The Equalizer 2 came in number one with $35 million. And in number two, close behind on its heels, Mamma Mia. Here we go again. The sequel to the everyone asked for.
I don't even remember the first Mamma Mia.
It's gonna get a sequel.
I mean, is this the sequel?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah, it is.
Okay, everything here is a sequel.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Literally everything in the top five is a sequel.
Good God. You're right.
Goodbye, originality.
Yeah.
Well, next
Hotel
week,
Transylvania 3, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Incredibles 2 fill out the rest of the list.
Holy shit. You know that Rock movie about the where he jumps off of a building into another building from a
skyscraper
from a crane,
the second?
The crane. Yeah. That dropped all the way down. I can't even see it on the list anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But Ant-Man and the Wasp has only made $164 million in 3 weeks. So again, Kevin Feige, it's time for you to step down, especially after your bullshit moves this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Time to get out the door. Especially after this firing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was him. I don't think it was his.
No, I don't think it was him. I think it was Alt Disney. If you haven't heard, I'm sure you have by now.
Did you say Alt Disney? Oh, God.
I don't think anyone said that.
No one said that.
Okay. That's what I heard something. I heard Alt Disney, and that's what made me think of this. I'm like, oh, no.
James Gunn got fired as the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And over some statements that were made in between the years of 2009 and 2012.
It was shock jock humor, as they were calling it.
Yeah, and so you may sit on the side of the fence that says he should be fired because he shouldn't make jokes about pedophilia and he shouldn't about trees, you know, raping and all this other stuff. And you may be on the fence that says it was so long ago. You know, this isn't, we're going to offend somebody because we're going to say our opinions here, but these are our opinions and we're sorry if you lean one way that we don't. You have the right to, it's a free country, but this is how we feel about it, okay? And I'll start by saying, when I first heard the news, somebody walked up to me at work and told me, and I said, I don't know. And I'm not the type of person who, I think I talked about this a little bit before, I don't instantly jump on the bandwagon and say, burn this person to the stake. I want to see some facts. I want to see what's actually going on. So I do a little bit of research and before I say anything. And when this stuff happened, he was a different person. And we all, when we were younger, we've done and said dumb things. And sometimes, you know, when we were younger, we didn't have the internet to say these dumb things. Or maybe we have on Twitter and we just don't remember. But he also was making really fucking shocking horror films, right?
Yeah.
Like he made
with Troma at the time.
He made what?
He was with Troma at the time.
Yeah. And I think there was one movie. I can't bring it up. Off the top of my head, but it's really like shocking. Like the film, I guess, is really fucking dark, right? And it was around the same time, 2009, when it came out. So it kind of lines up to the way that his Twitter was with promoting these films and things like that. He also acknowledged these tweets and I guess apologized for them before making um, before making the Guardians of the Galaxy movie and before signing on with Disney and Marvel. Mm-hmm. And so he knew all. So Disney already knew that this happened. It's been deleted. It's been wiped off. And everyone around him, closest friends, his brother, his family, the people who he's worked with have all rallied around him and you know, said, listen, this guy loves people. He loves his life is, he's just such a happy guy and he's a nice guy. And we haven't met anyone sweeter. So there's been this big 50,000 petition to bring him back as the...
Oh, it's over 200,000 now.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. As of today.
And I'm guessing that... we'll get to the opinions here in a second. I'm guessing that Disney did this as a PR move to save face. You know, they instantly reacted to it and fired him.
Yeah, it's a total knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, definitely. And it's and now it's backfiring because of the fact that everyone's like, whoa, 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 this really? We're going to judge someone based on something this long ago for saying mm-hmm. dumb jokes? Yeah, I 100% admit they're fucking stupid, right? And he probably shouldn't have put them out on the internet, or not at all. It was dumb of them, yeah. But in no way am I going to sit here and go, he needs to be fired from Guardians of the Galaxy 3 over it. Your thoughts?
I agree that, like, you know, something that he did 10 years ago, I'm just, even just self-reflection, like, should I be held accountable for something I said 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. Like, especially if that's not a true reflection of who I am anymore. Like, I mean, to go as far as, you know, I don't know. It's just, I can look back and know that I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And in like personal beliefs about so many things, politics, like all this stuff, like I'm not the same person. And for them to, and again, it's there's so many other details that are coming out about this, about like who dug these tweets up, and like mm-hmm. it's the same person that was involved in like the Pizzagate bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like this person is just stirs the pot and stuff. Like they constantly try to make issues with things.
Yeah.
And for Disney to, again, knee-jerk reaction, especially from that source, it discredits them for so many things. And then, you know, there were the people that have been, you know, speaking out against it. You know, you have like Dave Bautista, who's calling, he's just like, this is bullshit, I don't agree with it, this is stupid. You have his own brother who is saying things like, you know, he had like a whole long Twitter thread about like, my brother is not the same person that he was 10 years ago when mm-hmm. he was making these jokes. Like the Marvel films and Guardians has changed him. And he's like, you can see that in the movies where it became personal for him. And that's what I think he's like, and that's why I feel these movies stand out amongst all the other Marvel films, is that these are deeply personal about giving a shit. Like not giving a shit and trying to be rebellious in the bad guys, and then like realizing that you're not, and that you know that there's a part where Star Wars is something about like, it's time for us to give a damn or give a hell or whatever, or give a shit. I don't remember what exactly the quote is, but like that even James Gunn had said like that was a deeply personal, like in meaningful moment in the film for him specifically, and that like that's not who he is, like these jokes that were made, and the fact that there was no like, one, he posted them 10 years ago. He apologized for them 6 years ago before he signed on for Disney. Disney knew about him beforehand, and that's why mm-hmm. they were deleted to begin with. It was part of his, all that stuff, getting hired on with Disney and Marvel. And then for them to just the 6 years later, like, fire him over it is such fucking horseshit. And mm-hmm. like, why are we bowing down to these fuckers, like, that are just out there to ruin people's life? These are the same assholes that ran off people from Star Wars off the internet. Like, it's the same fucking group of thugs.
This also sets a what's the word?
Terrible precedent.
Yeah, exactly. To where anybody who has anything that happens in their past is you can essentially get fucked and fired
right,
over it,
right.
And your whole career just ruined over something so dumb. Kev,
yeah.
And the thing that sucks about it, I don't even think the most pure person can say that they have a clean online Nobody digital does. Footprint. Yeah. Like, I mean, we all say stupid shit. I am very guilty of saying stupid shit on a daily basis. And I look back on it, and a lot of it I wish I could take back, but I mean, here we are. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's weird that you have to, like, it's getting more and more to the point where it's like, I don't know how much more I can scrub off the internet. It's yeah, like, I don't want to get called out. And especially like, if you get mobbed like this, I mean, so many people have been, you know, if something happens, say like somebody gets a Facebook video of something and they're like, all right, cool. Community, send, find out who this is. Oh, you have a name and number, find their Facebook. Oh, that's there where they work, get them fired. And you know, it's like all this stuff. And it's like, it, mm-hmm. it seems like it's going to get more and more sensitive to the fact one, somebody's going to jaywalk one day and then all of a sudden not be able to get hired anywhere because there's a mob mentality against them.
Right. Well, and I saw today from Anywire, Dan Harmon deletes his Twitter account after his 2009 video featuring a baby doll rape like resurfaces. And again, 2009, so we're almost 10 years ago, right? What, 9 years ago from that. Like, and it's a baby, it's a doll. I didn't watch the video. Apparently, there's just a lot of Dan Harmon ass in it. But like, it's Dan Harmon who brought his Community and Rick and Morty and some pretty fucked up humor, right? Like some dark, twisted shit. And like, you know, he deleted his Twitter probably just to fuck it. But at the same time, like there's a, I love Twitter over like Facebook just because I don't need to see pictures of everyone's like dogs and cats and children.
And it's more honest
about my own. But like at the same time, like Twitter, fuck Jack, the owner of Twitter and stuff. That guy has all the opportunity to like ban Nazis and the alt-right and all these fuck faces from using his platform, but he won't do it. And yet he'll delete people and ban people from his service speaking out against these people. He's a fucking Nazi, and I will go down saying that. He's a piece of shit.
Wait, who?
Jack, the guy who owns Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He's a piece of shit. But like, you know, it's almost to the point where like, yeah, we should stop using Twitter. It's not doing any good. Like the amount of bots and fake news and all that bullshit that gets that's on the service now that goes unchecked, it's ridiculous. And they're like, we're deleting all these people, these bots and stuff. It's like too little too late. But the point being, like, there are these comedians and stuff that are like having to, it's 10 years ago, like another reminder, speaking of Dan Harmon, there's a joke on Community that would not fly today. And it's, they're in one of their classes and was it Chang just goes gay? Like, you can't say that shit anymore. Like, but in 2008 or whenever that show, whenever that scene was, like, that was acceptable humor. Like, that was, we laughed when people would to say something was lame or stupid, you would yell out gay. People still do it, I know. But, like, you know, you don't see it as much. But, like,
it's not like
Dan Harmon not going to get a job now because of that one scene in Community. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not only do people change, our acceptance of like crude and things changes. Like, you can say fuck on TV now, but you know, but we don't joke about rape and stuff, which is fine. But it's just the times are different, even in just 10 years. Like,
that's why all these people, like all these comedians, are now have a no cell phone policy at shows, because it's just one of those things. It's anything taken out of context can be used against them. Anything said that offends anybody will, you know, be used as ammunition for somebody to try to tear them apart. It's one of those things where it's really sad that, you know, we can't look at things without just fucking going, without knee jerking, you know, without that reaction, which is really sad.
Yeah, it's just I saw Kev shared with us an article, or like it was an article about a tweet or Instagram post, I think, from Bobcat Goldwave.
Yeah, I've got it pulled up. I can read the quote.
Yeah, read his quote. Like, read his whole thing, because it even ends on like a good point as well at the very, very end.
Yeah,
and but do it in his old voice.
No, I'm not going to. His character.
He's a loyal friend.
Oh my god, you have to now. Oh my god, it's so good.
God damn it.
Do it.
All right. This is gonna fucking, all right, whatever. We're not gonna
take the serious house out of this, but okay.
Yeah. Here's from Bobcat Goldwaite. put it on his Instagram. Hey! I love James Gunn! He's a little friend! Super talented, passionate and kind! I just wanted to say something to this. Dear Disney, I would hate for you to come off as hypocritical. I'm suggesting you remove my voice from an attraction that's coming to your park. It's called World of Color Validism. And I reprise the role of Pain, a role I played in Hercules. You see, here's the deal. Years ago, I made a lot of sarcastically shocking and offensive jokes. Many that I'm embarrassed about them now. I hate to see you guys look bad seeing the openly critical of the president and the administration, and you seem to be taking your lead from some of the French supporters. I'm losing my voice, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
let me take a drink here.
Can you please add this?
How did he do that through like four police academies?
Four police academies, Scrooged like his entire goddamn career.
Like yeah. the '80s, the whole 80s.
Yeah.
So I think James Woods may have recorded a voice for this new attraction too. Why not check out some of his wacky past tweets?
Then that's my point, is that like if you start nitpicking what one person said, like you have to go back through everything. If you're going to hold this director because someone called his tweets out, you have to go back and you have to look at every fucking person you've ever hired for anything ever.
Yeah.
Cause James Wood is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Like Bobcat has posted probably some fucked up shit. Plus he's probably done some stuff in his stand up and whatnot. Same with Robin Williams. Are you kidding me? You're going to go back and you're going to redub Aladdin because Robin Williams made some fucking offensive jokes back in the '70s and eighties.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Like it's just and that's what's so aggravating about it, is that like you're holding him to some higher standard that you just pulled out of your fucking ass because some alt-right shitbags sent you a fucking message about it. Like, so Alan Horn, if you're out there listening to our show for some goddamn reason, I don't know why, I hope you get cunt cancer, you piece of shit.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Well,
there you go. That's the rant of the week. Hold on, I'll make it official.
I'm just kidding, but like, a serious fuck off. Like, yeah, and people in the chat are talking about our president and stuff. If our president can say grab them by the pussy and still be the president, James Gunn can say some offensive shit and still be the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
you get the horn for
always
that.
Always
good
one. To have that candy.
All right, let's move on real quick to some other news here. You know what? I'd love to see Disney reinstate him. That'd be a lot of fun.
You know, it'd be interesting for them to walk it back. But at this point, if I'm James Gunn, fuck
Disney.
Do you
go back? I know, but he already finished the first draft. This story, you mentioned it earlier. This story means so much to him. I can't see somebody else. I know there's a lot of talented directors, but I can't see somebody else's fingers on this film because it's written by him. It's directed by him. This is his baby, and
written by him, but he's probably not gonna. They're probably gonna rewrite it, whoever they bring.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. I hope if they don't let him direct it, at least like he. I feel like he's so passionate about it. He would just be like, listen, put another fucking name on it, and just use the script, please. Just fucking, I will finish the script. Mm-hmm. Somebody else, you could say somebody else wrote it. I don't care. Just please see this story out, please. So we'll see what happens, but I really hope for the best on that one. Wonder Woman, we'll just do some quick hits here because of time, but Wonder Woman 1984 is actually not going to be a sequel, but a whole new chapter. So a sequel, right? I mean, is it?
I mean, it'd be...
it comes after the events of the first film.
Was it? I don't. Yeah. Okay. Maybe what they mean is like not a continuation of like, you know. Now they're gonna show like Chris Evans at whatever age he is.
Oh, you know what? That's what it is. Like maybe Chris Evans didn't die because it's a whole new story set in the '80s. What if they met in the '80s, and they watched Nickelodeon together?
Was there Nickelodeon in the '80s?
Sure.
That was a '90s thing.
Like late 80s, 88, 89. Because you got to think there was shows like Salute Your Shorts and You Can't Do That on Television.
And Double Dare.
And Roundhouse.
This was this is 1984. When did MTV come about?
1989.
What? No, it was like 84.
Was it? MTV.
Nickelodeon's American Basic... Whoa, we just got a sub from Seeker. Sorry, that was very loud on my headphones. Nickelodeon is an American basic cable and satellite television network launched on December 1st, 1977.
So they could have.
MTV launched 1981, actually.
So they were just sitting around watching MTV and Nickelodeon and eating some Cheetos. There you go. There's your film. Bumblebee is coming out. I really enjoyed the trailer. They showed off some of the Decepticons. And people are really fucking digging it. And the fans, I guess this director went and said, hey, listen, we listened to you guys. And if you haven't had a chance, go look up what Bumblebee looks like. Go watch the trailer, because he is, you know, this is he's trying to correct what everyone hated about the past films. So he went back to the drawing board, and the characters, he said, are a mix between the G1, which is Generation 1 Transformers, if you don't know, and a modern feel. And so his quote was, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, in the past movies, it just looked like two sardine cans with Karma Sutra, some shit. Like, you couldn't tell what was going on. It just looked like a big mess. So he wanted to make sure that you could see what characters look like and when they battle. And so they went back, and I love it. I love the new look, and I can't wait to see this film. I have high hopes, and I didn't have high hopes for a Transformer film, and I never knew that I would ever say that.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Jer. Mm-hmm. Looking at this picture of the new Decepticon villains, yeah. The Shatter and Dropkick,
yeah.
I don't see any difference between what they look like and what any of the other
I do. Could tell in the, like, okay, so in the shoulders, in the arms, in the legs and stuff, you can see, and like the doors on the back, it's more like, instead of a whole bunch of tiny pieces, it's just kind of big pieces, so that way you can I get the and like in the faces as well.
Yeah, I can see it a little bit more on the Bumblebee picture below in the article, mm-hmm. where you can see like his chest piece is clearly the hood, like the bumper, right. Front bumper ish of the Volkswagen or whatever, yeah, mm-hmm. the headlights and stuff. I get it, I see it there, but and like the tires on the back. But like, yeah, just looking at these other ones, I'm like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
It looks exactly the fucking same to me.
So,
I'll reserve my judgment until I see a trailer.
Do you haven't watched the trailer yet?
I haven't watched the trailer yet.
There's a Transformers. There's a
Bumblebee trailer.
It released like 2 weeks ago. Man.
Watch it. Well, watch it. While we're done with the after show, let's watch it, and I want to see your reaction to it. But like, I actually was like, there's feelings involved. I was like, what? What's happening here? So it's good shit.
Yeah, like, and John Cena's in it.
Mm-hmm. But you can't see him.
Is he one of the? Oh, goddamn!
He's not. He's actually a person.
He's a transformer.
He's actually a person.
He's a transformer. You see him. He goes from a person to a car.
I saw his tweet like, right the day before the trailer release. I saw a tweet from him or whatever. It was like, he was like, "Hey, check out the Bumblebee trailer. Come tomorrow." And I was like, and he was like, in the forest, it was like a video or something. When he was saying like, "Hey, we're dropping the," and I, not thinking about Bumblebee Transformers at all at any point, I was like, "What fucking movie is he making, Bumblebees?"
Save the Bumblebees.
I was like, is this B movie too?
Attack of the Bees.
Can we Jerry bring Seinfeld?
Oh God!
Like, what fucking movie is happening? Two,
the quest for survival.
Can we bring back the old films where a giant bee or a giant, you know, ant takes over the world?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the fuck he was talking about. Was
that like, scene with Nicolas Cage and Wicker Man. Not the bees! He's got like this basket full of bees over his head.
Yeah.
Hey, Seeker, it's
very meme worthy.
Seeker in the chat has a question. We failed it. We failed the city. He
failed
said,
this city.
Where's the?
We failed this city on rock.
No, we failed this city on deep throat sounds.
Oh,
because he says, "Where's my deep throat?"
Things that will sound really weird outside this chat room.
Yeah, taken out of context.
Yeah.
So, guys, there's been a lot of subscriptions. We haven't done it for anyone. So let's all three of us give a good old fashion deep throat sound, shall we? There you go. And this is why we'll never be number one on iTunes.
Oh, God. Exactly.
And we just got another sub from that. It's a classic 8 months in a row.
Walmart is coming out and they're saying, you know what? We want to be part of this streaming game. Let's do something about that. And they're going to launch a streaming service.
Ryan just subscribed with Twitch Prime.
Fuck.
I'm tired. You're getting the sloppy form.
My throat can only take so much.
Mouth is so dry.
Bobcat tore me up.
I've got to have that in the rotation for you for misconnections. I'll do short ones, and you can use that voice.
Yeah.
God, that was so good, Kev.
I haven't even listened to what I haven't listened. I haven't even think I've seen a Police Academy movie since the 90s.
Fuck, it's good. All right, moving on, because who cares?
By the way,
about
but
that?
I want to say one thing about this Walmart streaming service.
Who cares?
I would pay $5 a month for them just to give the streaming service would just be cameras into their stores, so you could see just like all the weird shit that happens inside of Walmart, including like the people that go there.
I mean,
that
could
be
a
streaming service.
Hey,
Walmart, I'd pay for.
Oh, but you know what? Hey, and that brings us to a story that's not in our notes, but we briefly talked about earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be rights involved in something like that. I guess they could post signs outside, but there was an article recently about a Twitch streamer who streams people. He's an Uber driver and he has cameras set up in his car.
And he was doing Twitch IRL. Yeah.
He was doing Twitch IRL with people in the car and they did not know that they're being on stream. Yeah.
And the thing is he apparently had a sticker on the door. But when he did tell people, like vocally, they would either get out of the cab or request someone else or do something. They just didn't want to participate.
Yeah, there's 90% of the people didn't want to be in the vehicle when they found it afterwards. And in fact, the people that wrote the article reached out to a lot of these people. A lot of them were like, "Fine, no, I wouldn't have been in the car." Side Joker just subscribed for 11 months in a row. So
yeah.
Real quick. God damn it. but that just brings up some like ethical questions as far as like I'm also curious what our viewers and listeners think about this, because on the one hand, in the state of Missouri where he lives in St. Louis, it's a one party consent state. And so to record conversations and stuff like that, you only one person has to know. And that obviously could be the person recording. Mm-hmm. That's not true in every state. And so when it comes to streaming and viewing that in other states, like when does that become, because apparently it's not against Twitch's terms of service either. They say as long as it's legal in the state that you're in, then it's fine.
Well, I would think the only way you could do it is since it's coming from that state, the sources. I don't think anyone who's watching it would have to abide by like their state rules for it.
Sure. Yeah, agreed. But it does, I mean,
it's a shitty thing ethically. Like, I mean,
well, because and I think like Twitch probably abides by it as far as like, well, you're doing IRL stuff. If you're out in public and someone walks in the background of your camera and stuff, no, you don't have to go ask them for a fucking waiver, right? Like, because at that point, it's one party consent. And the same thing, like if you're anywhere in the country and you're filming in public, mm-hmm. fuck it. At least in this regard. But yeah, and Chetfu says, what about the privacy rights? That should be the responsibility of Uber. Uber also said that, like, that person, he followed their terms of conduct or whatever, and that he had the stickers on the car, and that he, again, it's a one-party consent state, and so, like, he doesn't have to let them know.
Because
there is a sticker on the car, which is apparently good enough for them. It's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, but in another way, even if the cameras, like, I don't know how out you could see the cameras, you know what I mean? Like, if from a passenger's point of view, I don't know if you could actually see the cameras that are pointed at you. But I mean, I'm thinking like he could use the excuse of, obviously, if he wasn't twitching, that, you know, he records it for like dash cam footage, or if somebody.
Well, and that's also one of the problems is that the sticker on the car, it doesn't say, hey, this is being streamed on Twitch. Yeah. It says the audio and video are being recorded in this vehicle for security purposes.
Right. Yeah. That's different than
streaming
on the internet.
Which is not necessarily true. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think the streaming thing is where it, because it'd be one thing if you filmed it and then you posted it to YouTube later to capture, you know, like, ha, 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 check out this funny thing that happened in my cab today. Because it's like, well, that part.
But
no,
even then, you can edit it and block out people's faces or whatever you need to do.
Yeah, so it says if he goes low enough, he can't be an Uber if he gets enough. And I'm sure that may happen, but you can switch over to Lyft or whatever. It was just a bonkers thing. Because then they're talking about like people in the chat and stuff were being crude towards the people in the vehicle. You know, people calling out the females and stuff that were entering the vehicle and like catcalling them. Of course, I can't see it, so not that negates them catcalling them, but still like this crude stuff being said in the chat. But also this guy you're talking about, like he makes you know, a couple hundred bucks in the weekends doing it, but he makes like $3,000 on Twitch through subs and donations.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Why don't we just start doing this then?
I'm just gonna IRL my IRL.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I've been a little away back from back. That story because I got some really exciting news from our artist Who is going to be Zombie? Who is Zombie, of course?
Who's going to be Zombie?
The comic book he's working on?
The 8-Bit Horror Fest art.
Thank God
gonna,
it's not the Rule 34.
It's going to fucking be awesome. He's nice. Gonna do.
Can we get a preview?
He just came up with the idea because I told him, I said, hey, you have full 100% creative control. Just know that this is what we're going to be watching this year, and go at it. And he goes, fuck yeah.
This is right up his alley, I'm sure.
He is going to do the art in, which I didn't know there was a word for it. I don't want to mispronounce it. Ginger Eskew. I don't fucking
spell that.
It is GIGEREskue, and that's the art style that he is going to do it in.
Geiger Risque.
Is it Geiger Risque?
Yeah, it's Geiger. So it's going to do like H.G. Geiger. So alien style. Have you seen Geiger's work? It's pretty fucking weird.
I am looking forward to this.
Ginger. Ginger. Yeah, so he's going to do it in that style.
Yeah.
And so that'll be on the shirt and poster and all that good stuff.
I can't wait.
Ginger Rescue, says Jarl Longer.
Yes, and everyone in podcast line, make sure to follow him on Twitter. It's at ZZombie13. Fantastic artist, very reasonable prices, and he gives you some super cool stuff. I had him do a personal piece for my wife for roller derby, and she absolutely loves it. Like, it's super cool, man. He's a great guy.
Man, if it's Guy Grass, I just hope there's not a whole bunch of dicks hidden in it.
He's gonna have a whole bunch of dicks.
So many dicks.
Look for the dicks.
You're gonna have to, search him out. He goes. Listen, I didn't want to start this because it takes a long time. It's like, so are you cool with this? It's like, fuck yeah, man. Like, I'm sure I could answer for the guys on this one. Yeah, go for it. All right, so the DC Universe is launching, and it's going to be costing you $8 a month.
Not bad.
And so that's going to get you a whole bunch of cool content, but they've announced also that the DC Universe shows will not be a part of the same universe. They're going to keep them separate. Yay, cool. I don't
fucking... Because that's what they do.
DC fucking... So you're going to get a whole bunch of TV shows. You're going to get past TV shows, comics... All this cool shit for $8 a month. I say that's a fair price. It's pretty good. Or $75 a year.
But all the stuff that comes with it, with all the classic TV shows, as well as like the old animated shows, and then their own new new content, as well as like comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not their entire back catalog, but it's supposed to be like a rotating catalog that you can go in and read like series and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's super
for
cool.
That for eight, mm-hmm. $8 or that ain't fucking bad. Or $75 a year. Like that's fucking, that ain't bad.
And then they also did, I guess they programmed it for all the digital comic books to do it on your TV. They showed a demo of it. You could look it up on YouTube, but it looks really fucking cool. It goes panel by panel, and it has some cool interactive stuff on some of them, and I think it's really neat. So I think good job, DC, on that one.
No, I mean, I'm not going to pay for it, but because right now the only show we've seen is Titans, and right. I was not blown away with by the trailer. It looked very cheap. It looked really cheesy. It looked worse than
the end of it or whatever. Robin's like, fuck Batman.
Fuck Batman. I saw a really funny comic today that was fuck Batman. And then Batman standing behind him and he's like, you got something to say to me, Dick? And Robin's like, oh shit. Like,
No.
Yeah, because I don't know. What Robin looks like, Robin's like killing people and breaking bones and stuff, and that's just
it's murder. Murder. It's rated R. So Batwoman is coming to TV as well, to the CW, and so that'll be cool because we can actually get her in the Arrowverse.
Oh, that's cool. That's good.
And because that one, they do cross streams over in the CW.
Never cross the streams.
And they're going to introduce her. I guess they introduced her character last season during the crossover event.
Did they?
That's what I read, but I could be wrong, but that's what I read.
I thought they were saying they were going to introduce her during this year's crossover event.
I thought that they introduced her last year, and then this year she picks up the hood of the Catwoman. I mean, the Batwoman. I don't fucking know. Maybe I'm wrong. Probably I'm wrong. 90% of the time. But you could look it up. Go check it out. Let us know. And we'll probably know 5 minutes from now because Doug's looking it up.
Yeah, well, I'm reading the article that you linked, and it does not say specifically.
It was a different one.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, what I remember reading was she is supposed to be introduced in the crossover event this year, which is going to include everybody except the Legends. Legends apparently aren't going to be a part of the crossover event this year, which is just like, what? What's your best fucking show? Like, why are you not including them in your goddamn huge? If you're not going to include anybody, don't include Supergirl.
Amen.
But money on she'll be a part of the Supergirl universe. She'll be part of the Arrowverse, but she'll live on Supergirl's Earth.
Kenny Ford Fuo says cowl. I said, yeah, I meant cowl, but I'm so used to saying hood because of Arrow. Which Arrow, I watched the trailer, looks like the best I've seen in years.
it looks like a movie. Like the quality looks really good.
Like he's in prison and I'm like, hell yeah, man. This looks great. Keep him in jail.
Oh man,
Cody Rhodes is going to be on one of those episodes. This
He's in the trailer. He's in the trailer for the for the next season. Stephen Amell posted on Twitter last week where he was like six seasons, hundreds of fight scenes filmed, never been kicked in the nuts until today. I'm like, oh no, that's gotta suck.
That sucks.
That's gotta suck. And if you're the stunt person that accidentally kicked him in the nuts, you've got to feel fucking terrible. It's like,
oh, I got one nut, two, six, get a whole like wide shot. Like, did you have a wide foot? What happened?
Six years.
You fuck. So, I just binged the Arrow in the last couple of weeks, and I got to say, those fight scenes got real boring after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Real boring.
There's some really good ones, but most of the time it's just like punch, kick, punch,
punch, punch.
Deflect with the bow, punch, punch, shoot him with an arrow, punch, punch, kick.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Gunshots, throwing balls at people.
Explosion.
Always an explosion.
I looked at this, I went, six seasons. How many times are we going to see this fucking base get destroyed? Every goddamn season, this lair, everyone seems to know where it is. And it's just like, does he put a sign outside? Arrow's secret hideout.
Hey, oh, if you're looking for Arrow, don't go in here.
Yeah.
Don't go back behind those doors. Don't hit this button to access the secret super elevator. Don't hit that floor. Nope. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And if you want access to the HVAC system, don't look here. Like, yeah. I'm like, cool. Everyone put like toxic gas into this place every single year. Mm-hmm. Fucking thing. Fucking man, this pisses me off. Don't leave C4 around. Yeah, there's so many explosions in that fucking lair, man. I counted it. Even Arrow destroyed it. Like he got into a fight with John, destroyed it there, rebuilt it, destroyed it again. Somebody else got into a fight. Somebody got in. Ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, Star Wars The Clone Wars is coming back. That's it's ridiculously awesome.
I got teared up, man. This is a show. It got canceled back in like 2013, not long after Disney bought Star Wars. It's about in October of 2012, so it was like early 2013. They're in the middle of like their sixth season and they pulled the plug. And it was like, fuck, but we're in the middle of stuff. And so they had like six episodes that they had, and they finished those out and they put them on Netflix as like Netflix originals when the last season went up there. And it was good, but you could tell that it was like, well, shit, let's wrap this up. So it's super exciting for them to, one, to go back and to see some of these characters again and to see them kind of maybe finish this out the way that they intended to finish it out originally.
I just see the people working on it booting up the computers and like going into those old files, and I know that they're on a server somewhere, but it's always fun to think like they walk back to their old desk and they're just like, let's see if I remember this program.
Now the trailer looked really good too. That opening shot of like that ship flying into like their base looks so good. It looks so good. And then hearing you know, Anakin actually, you know, it's the same voice actors, and then there's Ahsoka, and oh my, oh, so
quick
sick.
Question. Yeah. Did they use, I could have looked this up, but might as well not now. I'm watching the movie. I'm halfway through it. Did they use the same Obi-Wan Kenobi voice for the series as they did the movie?
I think so.
I thought it sounded different.
He may just, his Obi-Wan impression just might have
gotten better.
But it's the same actor, voice actor. It's what's his? Oh my god! It's
oh my god!
Taylor
Swift,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. No.
JTT.
I don't know if it's Taylor. It's something. I feel like Taylor's in there somewhere.
Tim
the Tollman Taylor.
I looked. Oh, I can't even bring it up on IMDb. Come on. I got it. James Arnold Taylor.
Yes.
Same guy.
Though. Yeah. It's him the entire time. Okay.
So it just got better.
It just got better. No, he didn't do it. And I don't think he did it in Rebels. That was those few episodes that he was in. It was someone else. Cause I remember thinking it was him, but then like that Obi-Wan was definitely, cause this Obi-Wan is definitely Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan. And the one in Rebels is definitely Alec Guinness Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's get into some gaming news and get out of here, boys, because we run in overtime, and that's okay if you like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Amazon is now going to let you listen to this. This is fucking awesome for anyone listening, because I know a lot of people in our Discord chat have talked. They're like, man, I wish I could get into gaming on PC. I just can't afford it. Well, now you may be able to, because Amazon is going to let you finance gaming PCs and PC parts with zero interest. Now there is there is one slight little asterisk.
Caveat.
One little caveat. It is over five payments. So it is limited to five payments over 5 months. But if you could, if you buy a $2,000 PC, five monthly payments, $400, you can get yourself a gaming laptop, a gaming PC. I mean, you go and finance $1,000 laptop, a gaming laptop. You get parts. It goes to, if you want to get memory, if you want to get hard drives, if you want to get RAM, anything, video cards. You can now do it and finance it through Amazon, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And especially, I was saying that we found out about this today, and then especially since graphics cards are finally starting to get a little bit cheaper due to Bitcoin basically going back to fuck itself somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So GPUs are finally coming down in price again. You can actually find 1080s, like 1080 Ti's around. It's good timing for this.
Here's the also other cool part, and I love this. There's no finance charges, no interest, no hidden fees, no credit check, and no application required. So all you have to do is it'll use the credit card or the bank card that you have, debit, that you have on file. And now I can, whenever the 1090 comes out, I can get one because I could afford it. Maybe. Probably not.
Nice.
Nintendo is suing two big old ROM sites. So if you don't have them, get them while they're hot, because these Love ROMs and Love Retro are both down right now.
Both of which Nintendo believes are operated by the same owner. Who'd have thunk it? Love ROMs, Love Retro.
So those guys, you know what? These two sites are going to go down, and then five more are going to pop up in its place. You just can't stop it.
MU Paradise has been around since the 90s.
The thing is, you already have your boxes that people love buying, but people will always do this. Like, I know that I can play ROMs on the PC all day long, but I'm still going to buy them on my Switch. Like, when Mario 1 comes and Mario 2 and 3, like, I'm still going to spend $5 each to buy those. Let's be honest, it's $10 because it's Nintendo. But I'm still going to buy them on the Switch because I want them on the Switch. This is no big deal, and Nintendo shouldn't even worry about this shit. So, it's my thoughts on it. The Calling 2. Kev, you want to take this one?
Well, you see, what had happened was The Calling 2 came out of nowhere. And to much to the fans' dismay, they didn't want this game out. They wanted part 1 to work, because apparently the first Calling was having issues since the beginning, and they weren't getting any better. Then all of a sudden, Xavient, the company who made it, developer, was like, all right, well, Culling 2 is coming out and all this will be fine. And basically Culling 2 was like a PUBG simulator, while the first one, The Culling, was more like Battle Royale mode, but the Hunger Games style. Like, me and Doug played it together. We had some fun.
Oh, The Culling? And, you did?
Yeah, The Culling. So, yeah, we all played it. And so, basically, the main developer, Eating Humble Pie, and he made a video. They pulled Culling from the shelves, or the digital shelves, too, and they're issuing refunds to everybody. Culling 2 is dead. Dead in the water. They're actually going back to Culling 1, but 1.0, back when people were really happy with the game, and they're going to start working with that. So people who have already had The Culling are going to get this, all these new updates and everything like that. So they can go back to the original Culling and basically work from there. They want to redo their friendship with the fans, even though they should have listened to them in the first place, because apparently everyone was against Culling 2 and they still released it anyway.
All right. Our last story. I'm skipping the Valve one because it doesn't mean anything, so fuck it.
It's just
whatever. PUBG is going to be releasing custom matches soon. But guess what, guys? Probably not going to be free. Awesome.
So I'm assuming this would be like a server thing. Like, you know, like rent a server.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but they said that you can... creating custom matches won't have an associated cost during this phase, during the beta. However, due to extreme large amounts of resources required to allow custom games to be available to all players, we may charge in the future to ensure everything runs smoothly and the system remains sustainable.
Nope. We may change this in the future.
We
to
may
ensure
change
everything.
What did I say?
Charge.
We may charge. Well, same thing. we may change this in the future. So essentially, they earned $700 million last year, shipped 50 million copies, but we're going to charge you to play our game still, custom matches. That's kind of shitty, in my opinion.
I agree.
In my opinion, kind of shitty.
But it's like I said, if it comes down to servers, like, you know how people, like other groups are, you know, like Minecraft has their own server.
Yeah, but they won't do that, Kev, because they don't make money off of that. They make money off of you being on their server, getting their keys for their loot boxes, and purchasing all that shit.
No.
You know, like, no. If they allowed you to do custom games, then you would just run your own custom games and everyone would play on those servers and say, fuck it.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
So.
Yeah, but people want custom games. Like, that's how, like, I would love to run a community night where we did custom matches.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun. Oh yeah. I agree. I would love to do that. But at what cost? I mean, obviously we could do it as a community thing and have 8-Bit take care of the cost. But it's like, fuck, man. Like, I already paid for this game. Like, I want to fucking play all of it. And now you're locking something away.
That's an issue that we've been dealing with for the last 5 years of not getting a complete game at launch. But that's a whole nother argument. No,
but that's
where do you see on Steam the amount of people playing the game at any?
So if you go to Steam, and it's going to be under Store now and Stats.
Stats, okay. Let's see where this game's listed.
It said that.
Yeah, okay, all right. Over in the chat, Luke says no one plays anymore. It's the number one with 379,000 current players. Dota is behind them, but of course this doesn't count. Fucking. I wonder how many are on Fortnite right now, right? Yeah. So it's not counting that, but it is the number one game currently. Its peak today was 1.2 million.
Wow.
Concurrent players today on PUBG.
That's so crazy.
It was announced on July.
Eat crow, motherfucker. I'm just kidding.
It was to answer your Fortnite question. It says that on June 13th, they reported that the player count was 125 million.
In one day?
Total players.
Okay, so yeah.
Well, especially across all the different platforms. PUBG's only on PC and PC and Xbox.
PC, Xbox, on PlayStation yet?
Oh, it's on like some. Is it in like China Mobile?
What? No, it's on. Yeah. It's on.
And then mobile.
No, it's not on PS4.
But it is on mobile.
So.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Oh, and tomorrow. Tomorrow is the if you want to be a part of the community and play games with us, we are planning on trying out No Man's Sky next. Tomorrow it launches. If you already have the game, it's a free update. It will go live at 9 a.m. And if you want to play with us, I think it's 4-player co-op. I think it'd be a lot of fun to get together and have a good time and try out this new shit. And it was promised 2 years ago is what we're going to get. So,
yeah, and our community finally. Events also going on this week. Just because we didn't mention them. I know we mentioned that we do them, but this week we're doing Minecraft. We've got Minecraft. That is July 26th from 6 to 9. No, not 6 to 9. Sorry, that's 6. It starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's what I was reading. And that's for the U.S. And in the U.K., it's 5:30. It says GMT, but I don't. Are you guys still on that stupid British summertime or whatever, BST or whatever the fuck it's called? I don't give a shit. But that's when it starts. 5:30 GMT is what it says. And then on Friday, July 27th, we're doing Overwatch, PC, Xbox One, PS4, and then it starts at 6 p.m. or 9 Eastern. So,
what is this Lethal League that they speak of? Cartoony beat 'em up? In the chat, they're talking about it. Don't know. All right, that's the show, everybody. I hope that you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for a quick Q&A, and we'll see you next week, okay? I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And lots of love, lots of loves.
That gas station you see on the road in rural Missouri.
God, that place. No, they got them down here in Texas too.
No, they exist everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're so fucking so weird. Like, there's so much random shit inside, but
they're no Buc-ee's. I'll tell you that. No,
the bathrooms are not clean. Gross. They are fucking gross. Do not loves the love.
Do not.
Loves, hugs, and all that bullshit. And Buc-ee's.